In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the 12th Perek Masech Tzvachim. Mishnah begins, Tful Yom Umuchusar Kippurim. So Tful Yom refers to an individual who was Tameh, immersed in a mikvah. After immersing in a mikvah, they are now what's called a Sheni Latuma, a very light form of Tumah, and they will only become completely Tahor once we reach nightfall, like we learned when we first started learning Mishnah together. A Muchusar Kippurim is at first someone else who was Tameh, who not only requires immersion in a mikvah, but requires a Korban as well. Now both these individuals are not allowed to eat from Korbanot, assuming we're discussing korban that a kohen can usually eat from. So Mishnah says, "Einu chulkim b'kodashim." They do not receive a share from this korbanot lechol le'erev, so that they would be able to eat from the part they received come nightfall, when they would be tahor and able to do so. That is because since they are not able to eat from the korban at the time of the chalukah, the time of the division, actually learn it more precisely later in the Mishnah, therefore they can't receive it now in order to eat it at an appropriate time when they can eat from korbanot. Mishnah then continues, Onen. Now, an Onen refers to an individual who loses a close relative. Now, prior to the burial, there are Onen on a biblical level, and after the Kfura, for the remaining day, meaning after the burial for the remainder of that day, they are considered an Onen midrabanan. Rabbinically, they consider Onen. And they're not allowed to eat from Korbanot. So the Mishnah says they can nogea if this Onen, who's midrabanan, comes into contact, touches a korban, assuming that he didn't come into contact with Tumat Amet, then he would not make this korban tameh. Nonetheless, ve'inu makriv, he cannot offer korbanot, and because he cannot offer korbanot by virtue of being this onen, we say ve'inu cholek lechol erev, he cannot receive a share of the other korbanot that kohanim would receive paths to consume in order to hold on to it until nightfall when they'll be able to eat from the korbanot. For the same reasons we mentioned when we started this Mishnah. Let's continue. Bali mumim. This refers to a kohen who has a blemish. Whether it's a bein bale mumim kfu'im, bein bale mumim uvrim, whether it's a temporary blemish or a permanent blemish, either way around, it's either permanent or temporary that invalidated him from actually serving in the Beis Hamikdash, we say that he can nonetheless chulkim v'ochlim, he can both receive a share of the korbanot and consume it. Aval lo makrim, however, because he has this blemish, he will not be able to engage in the avodah, he will not be able to offer any of the korbanot. And that's learned explicitly from the psukim that says, despite the fact it says lo yigash la'akriv, he cannot come to offer, he can still receive lechem elokav u'min ha'karashim ya'achel, he can be able to eat. Let's continue. V'kosha ein ra'ui la'avodah. An individual who is not able to serve in the Beis Hamikdash to avodah, aside from these ba'alei mumim, these dukanim that have a particular blemish, we say einu cholek basar, he cannot receive a portion. V'kosha ein lo basar, an individual cannot receive a portion of the meat in order to consume it, also does not receive a share in the hides, ein lo orot either. Remember, the hides of the korbanot, in particular the olah, is a fully burnt offering, that would be distributed and shared amongst the kohanim. So if this individual is not able to eat from a korban, for example a chatat, where he would receive a share to consume from it, therefore he can also, from the olah, would not be able to receive a part of the distribution when they share out the hides. Mishnah continues, afilu tamer b'shat zrikat adam v'tahor b'shat hekter chalavim. Even if an individual was tameh at the time when they offered the blood on the Mizbeach, the tahor, and he happens to be tahor, meaning come nightfall, at the time when they're burning the sacrificial parts, einu cholek babasar, he would not receive a share of the meat. And why is that? Shenemar hamakriv et hadam hashlamim v'et hachelev mibnei akonim lo tiyeh shok ha'amin lamana. So we see from the pasuk that it makes reference to the makriv of the dam, that's referring to the zrikat dam, the sprinkling of the blood, and the offering of the chalev, the fat, sacrificial parts, it's hekter chalavim. So such an individual will receive a share of this korban in this particular pasuk, referring to the shok, the thigh. So we understand from here that he has to be ra'u, he has to be fitting to eat a korban at the time of the zrika and the hekter, from beginning to end, according to the Gemara, the entire duration from the time the blood from this korban has been offered until the sacrificial parts are offered on the Mizbeach. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Kol shelo zacha hamizbeach bivsara, he referring to korban olah, meaning any korban olah that the mizbeach wasn't able to merit, if you like, the meat to be placed on the parts of the korban to place on the mizbeach, which means that there wasn't a moment, I mean this korban became pasul prior to zrikat adam. So there wasn't what's called a shat heter, the mizbeach, there wasn't a short period of time where you could have placed this parts of this korban on the mizbeach. We say in that situation, lo zachu hakonim borav, and the kohanim would also not merit to enjoy from the hides of this korban. And the Mishnah continues, that's based on the pasuk when it says shenema olat ish. So the kohen, because specifically the pasuk says va'kon makriv et olat ish, refers to this olah of an ish. So understanding is that the korban that the kohanim be able to enjoy and benefit from the hides, the or ha'olah, as the pasuk continues, are those that are effective for this ish for the individual. And that would exclude a situation where the korban was pasul from the, not necessarily outset, but at the time of the avodah. For example, if they performed the shechita, if they slaughtered the korban with the wrong machshava, the wrong thought, that it would be chutz lizmana, chutz lemakoma, that it should be offered or consumed outside allotted time or location. However, what's interesting here, that if the hide was stripped down, meaning removed from this animal, prior to the psul, meaning prior to this, the remaining of this korban becoming invalid, even if that occurred prior to Zrikat Adam, according to the Rambam, the kohanim could still enjoy from these hides. They would receive the hides and distribute amongst themselves. Mishnah continues, Ola shenishchata shelo lishma. What about a korban that was shecht, or was slaughtered with intention that it should be used for a different korban? If you remember when we started this Masechet, we said in that situation, the korban would be valid. However, the owners would not have satisfied their obligation. So Mishnah says, "Afal pi shelo al talaban," despite the fact they have not fulfilled their obligation, because one might think, according to the pasuk, says Allah Isha has satisfied the obligation. Nonetheless, Mishnah says, "Ora la kohanim," the hide would still be distributed to amongst the kohanim. Says as follows, Achat olat ish, v'achat olat ha'isha. Despite the fact the Torah says olat ish, when it talks about the fact that kohanim get to benefit from these hides, the Mishnah says it applies to both olat ish and olat isha as well, even if it's a korban that was brought from a woman. Why is that? The Mishnah says, oratem l'kohanim, the hides would be distributed amongst the kohanim. Why? Because the other pasuk says, or ha'ola asher kriv lakohen lohiye. So or ha'ola, this extra addition of or ha'ola that immediately followed olat ha'ish, comes to include all olah offerings, whether from gerim, nashim, avadim, it doesn't matter who brought these olah offerings, the hides would be enjoyed by the kohanim. Those are Mishnah today.